You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Aren't we giving away tickets to see John Mellencamp?
That we are.
Is that why you're playing it?
It is, yes. They're going to be live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Live at the Hollywood Bowl. I love Mellencamp. I interviewed him when I was in New York, and I said, John, rock and roll, I don't hear as much of it as I used to. Is rock and roll dead? He says, yes, it died years ago.
Pink House is one of my favorite songs.
No, Jack and Diane Killer.
Guess how much the tickets for Iowa's game on Sunday to get in, just to get in to see Caitlin Clark break Pete Maravich's
record. So the get-in price.
Just the get-in price. The highest ever for women's basketball, pro or college.
$300.
$250.
$546. Just to get in.
That's amazing. Well, you're seeing history.
Yeah. Although if Pete played 3-4 years with the 3-point line, he would have scored over 5,000.
My dad's favorite player was Pistol Pete.
He was ahead of his time.
He loved Pistol Pete.
What a great folks! If you're a basketball fan, get on YouTube and watch Pistol Pete highlights.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Great.
Talk about a handle.
You used to be roommates with. Do you know this?
No.
Stu Lance.
Really?
No, really. Wow.
Yeah, back then when they played. Michael, did you ever when you started in the NBA? Did you have to have a roommate on the road?
No, we had the option if we wanted to. A single room, they would charge us extra for the single room. Can you believe that?
Is that right?
Is that what you did?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want no roommate. Imagine if I had a roommate like Pepe. I'd end up strangling him.
Oh, God, yes.
Michael, nobody wanted to be your roommate.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. All right, 2 o'clock call of the day. Got a lot of good stuff here. Let's go to...
Boy, look at all the calls.
Yeah, let's go to Scooter in L.A. Scooter, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my call. I just got 2 quick things. I promise I'll be quick.
Yeah.
One is, I want to piggyback on when you guys were talking about the women's basketball.
Yes.
And how
Caitlin Clark.
Checking over the link. But also, mind you, we got one right here in Southern California named Juju Watkins.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up. Scooter, I'm glad you brought this up. You know, she's breaking all of Cheryl Miller and Lisa Leslie's scoring records at USC. And I may go see her play in person one day. You know, the Galen Center is a great building.
It is,
she's not going to be there forever. And apparently she's like...
Too bad she's stuck there. She'd be the number 2 pick in the draft if she could come out.
Wait, she's not allowed
to? I think they got to go 3 years.
Three years?
Yeah, I don't think
that
she's
so
allowed.
Anti...
I know. Let her go pro.
Isn't this a capitalist
matter of fact,
system?
If she was able to come out this year, she'd play for the Sparks. They got the number 2 pick.
Yeah, this is the first time ever, Mike, when you've always been on me that I don't watch women's basketball, and I always say I don't have the headspace for it, but I can now name 3 prominent college women's basketball.
Let's hear them.
Angel Reese, Juju
Watkins,
and Caitlin Clark.
There you go. You're improving.
I'm getting there. Let's get one more in here. Let's go to...
Try that call on... Jay on line 2.
Jay, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Now that the Clippers are leaving the Crypto Center, what do you think about the players that play for the Lakers that don't have banners, but are good enough to be on a golden ring of honor, like Michael Thompson, like Byron Scott?
That's a good idea. Okay, so
of course you think it's a good idea. Michael's like,
what you're suggesting is these are people that would not have their numbers retired.
Right. And wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
But then would have a ring of honor. It'd be weird, wouldn't it? Because if you're going to have a ring of honor and Magic and Kobe wouldn't be in it.
Well, yeah, that's odd. It's almost, I wish there was a place for guys like Derek Fisher. And
obviously Michael Cooper's going to be in the Hall of Fame, so he doesn't have to be. He'll be in next year.
You think Cooper's getting in?
He's got to get in.
Yeah.
He'll get in.
I do too.
I think he should be.
He's the best defensive player on 9 finals.
He has to be there.
Well, there are a lot of great Lakers that aren't in the Hall. I mean, A.C. Green, we saw the other day. I mean, another guy, Iron Man.
Robert Horry should be
in the Hall.
Wait a minute, Pepe. So...
7 rings.
I love Robert Horry. He's one of my favorite guys.
By the way, he's great on Spectrum.
One of the greatest 6 men of all time.
If not the greatest. But here's the thing. If you're going to call it the Hall of Fame, okay, shouldn't you at some point have been the first or second best player on your own team?
No, Dennis Rodman was it?
Sure he was.
He was the second best player on the Bulls?
No.
Second best player on the Pistons?
No, probably third best player on the Bulls,
right?
He was
the best. The reason Rodman's in is the same reason Michael Cooper should get in. He was the best defensive player on the Pistons when the Pistons were going to the finals every year.
Right, but he wasn't the best second best player or third best player.
Right, but if you talk to, and you're on this list, if you talk to anybody from the Showtime Lakers, anybody, Magic, Kareem, Michael, Byron, James, every single one of those guys, to a man, will tell you they don't win those titles without Michael Cooper.
No, take that, Pepe.
I agree with you.
And so Michael Cooper needs to be in. You can't say that about Robert Horry.
Robert Horry has 7 rings.
And he
kept the Lakers alive against the Kings.
Right, but you're talking about individual moments
If Robert Horry got into the Hall of Fame, I would have zero issue with it. I would celebrate it. But if you want to make the argument that the Hall of Fame should have a guy with 7 rings, then we got to go back and look at all those Celtic guys who have 7 rings.
Ireland, look at Manu Ginobili, one of the greatest 6 men ever. He doesn't have a bunch of scoring, but because he contributed to winning and he was a great 6 man, he's in.
And he wants a good defender, let's
have a moment of honesty. If Manu Ginobili was American, he wouldn't be in.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
You don't agree?
Come on.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Why are you putting so much emphasis on scoring?
No,
he was a great player.
Manu was a great player, but he's in for his international contributions.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
Because he didn't play that long in international basketball where he won a bunch of gold medals and stuff like that. He won 1 gold medal for sure with Argentina, but he got him because of his contributions with the Spurs.
I think there are a lot of people, international people, that go into the Hall of Fame based on their international contributions.
He did play 19 years.
Come on, Ireland.
In the NBA.
It's more than just scoring.
He was a factor with San Antonio.
I like Manu, but I'm just saying.
Do you think if he was American, he wouldn't be in?
Matter of fact, I think they would have made Powell wait if he was an American. I think he would have got in eventually. But
even though 19 years.
Yeah.
How many did Powell play?
About 16, 17 probably. At the end of his career, Powell played in Chicago, and he played in San Antonio.
Horry needs to get in there. Robert Horry's a Hall of Famer.
If we're having a moment of honesty.
Okay, moment of honesty.
Michael Cooper has to go in
before Robert
Horry.
Before Robert Horry.
We're not even arguing about that. Are you arguing?
Horry hit more big shots.
You're making an argument that we're not making an argument back at. So it's a one-sided argument.
I'm just saying. The Basketball Hall of Fame is weird because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I don't understand how it works.
For example, Ralph Sampson's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's just basketball. If it was based on his NBA career, he wouldn't be in.
But his collegiate career counts.
Was so dominant.
So international career, collegiate career, NBA career, all that stuff adds up.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a corn dog.
A corn dog. Yeah, that is a corn dog, Pepe. I agree. That is a corn dog. All right, so I wanted to do this. John, you sent this along today. This Stephen A. Smith thing with the
Zion
Williamson is so weird.
So Stephen A. Smith has been beating this drum all year long that the reason Zion Williamson is not an all-star is because he can't stop eating. And all he does is eat. So Antonio Daniels, who is the color guy for the Pelicans, he works with Michael's best friend, Joel Myers. He does the games that...
He's not too serious about himself. That's why I like
it. Yeah. So Antonio comes out and says, Stephen A's making that up. Zion has no issues with food. And let's just say Stephen A is not having it. Here's Stephen A.
You might say, well, what Stephen A said about Zion was unnecessary. Well, damn it, let him speak for himself. Do I have to get into details about the issues that the New Orleans Pelicans have had with keeping him from stuffing his face and his stomach? About how this brother has hidden food. Literally, I'm not speculating. Hidden food from y'all. Because you work for the Pelicans too. So we wouldn't know how much he was eating. Stop. Stop it. You know it's true. I've been covering the NBA for 30 years. You know how much stuff I could say, but you know I never would. Because I don't violate people and I don't violate trust like that. You understand English, Antonio Daniels. You know that's not what I was saying. I was talking about down the road. How honest are you being about Zion? He don't have a food issue. The best chefs in New Orleans don't know him by name. They don't try to shuttle car services to see him. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, I mean, what's he have, like gumbo and a thermos in his locker? What the hell is going on? He's hiding food?
So, Michael, who do you believe, Antonio Daniels or Stephen A. Smith?
I'm on Antonio Daniels' side, but it's not a Stephen A. He's in his closet looking through his pantry and stuff.
See, I agree with Antonio Daniels. First of all,
I agree with Stephen
is
A.
This, wait a minute. Is
Stephen
this
A's not making stuff
this,
up.
But is this a fair critique of somebody?
No.
Zion's having a pretty good year. Yeah. Zion, I looked it up today, he's at like 24 and 5 and 5.
He's a great player. He's
played 49 games, which is pretty good.
So you three are all saying Stephen A. Smith's making stuff up.
Yeah. I'm saying that Antonio Daniels is correct.
I'm saying...
Then you're saying that Stephen A. is making stuff up.
I'm saying it's out of bounds that Stephen A. even criticized Zion Williamson on the food issue. Zion's having a pretty good year. What is it Stephen A.'s business? Zion...
There's a weight clause in his contract.
Yeah, in fairness, I have said he needs to drop some pounds to prolong his career.
Right.
But I'm not saying he's got a food addiction.
I didn't know he had like
car services lining up. Yeah, like you know, chefs by their first.
He's got apple pies under his seat.
Food from y'all.
apple pie under his seat.
He's got candy bars
under the pillow.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but I think he could improve his diet.
You know when we go. You know when we go to these fancy hotels and they leave the chocolates on your pillow in Zion, they leave the whole candy bar.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The whole sea's candy bar.
I don't know. Is it fair to criticize somebody's weight?
Sure. Of course.
It is.
In
sports, not in real life.
Yeah, well, a lot of guys get fined, like football players, NFL players get fined if they're overweight.
Yeah, of course.
But nobody goes on
that. Any basketball players get fined if they're overweight? Would Pat Riley fine you guys if you're overweight?
No, he'd just make you suffer. He'd run you till you die. you lose that weight.
There would have to be a clause in your contract for them to be able to...
To penalize you.
Yeah, to penalize you,
have one. He does have a weight clause in his contract, yes.
Does he have a weight clause? Yes. What do you think the number is? Do you think it's a number? You can't go over this weight?
I'm thinking probably body fat issue. And weight, you know, because what do you call it? BMI, body mass index. They probably got something like that in there where it gets checked because they have to check him because he is. But I was during the Pelicans game. I told Ireland, I don't know how he does this. Ireland, look how thick he is, but look how athletic he is.
Yeah,
it's weird.
He's got tremendous bounce. And by the way, unlike regular players, he can jump as high on the second jump as he can jump on the first.
It's amazing.
Yeah. No, he kind of bounds.
Just imagine if he
dropped 30 pounds, got like what Charles Barkley did when Moses told him, hey, man, the reason why you ain't playing because you're a fat, you know what?
Yep.
So, but if someone just be honest like that with Zion and just tell him, hey, man, play at 260. You could be another LeBron if you played at 260.
What do you think he weighs?
285, 290.
Well, you guys have opened up a bigger can of worms here. I have always wondered, we've had this as a topic on the show before. I always wonder if you have a good friend, somebody you really care about, and that friend is obviously struggling with their weight.
Right.
Are you a good friend or a bad friend if you get on them about it?
Oh, you're a good friend because it's for their health.
You are a good friend because you're telling them.
Pepe, they don't know they're overweight? Of course they do.
Well,
Mason and I are friends with somebody that was gained like 50 pounds, and we went back and forth on whether or not we should like come at him from a place of love and say, hey, man, we care about you. We don't want to see you have a heart attack and die. What can we do to help? And we decided against it.
Yes.
We didn't do it.
I know who it is.
And
no, you don't.
This guy lost.
None of my business.
Yeah. This guy, that's the conclusion we came to.
Yeah.
And you guys both know this guy.
Yeah.
He dropped all the weight on his own without us saying. He looks great now.
He looks fantastic.
So he did it on his own. So I never know whether or not it's appropriate to do what Stephen A. just did. And that is point out to somebody, hey,
you're getting fat.
You're getting fat, and it's affecting your performance, and you can do better.
Well, affecting your performance is different from just gaining weight.
Right. And we did.
You can still be good at your job when you're overweight.
This. Laura is so good on this subject. She's not here today. But Laura openly talks about the fact that she used to weigh a lot more than she does now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she battled
it. She looks great.
She battled it for years.
Yep.
And look at her now. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, back then, we all know you now, and you know we would be coming at you from a place of love. We like you, and we want to see you be healthy and happy.
One of my sisters died because of obesity, and we talked about it.
But would it have been our place to go to Laura when she was overweight and say, hey, what are you doing? Lose weight.
Yeah. Well, it depends how close are you from this person. But who do you think is the first person that knows about being fat?
The person that's fat.
The person that is fat.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're
but you
already
just said,
aware
you, wait a minute. Two minutes ago, you just said we should say something. Now you're saying maybe we shouldn't.
Depending how close you are to that person.
What if it was me and you? Well, you and I are good friends.
No, because
if I gained 50 pounds, would you come? Would you say, "What are you doing"?
No, because I'm afraid of you.
Yeah. Well, I was when I weighed 217. Nobody said, "Hey, Mason, you got fat."
Not. Of course we did.
No.
Why do you think I make bets with you that you got to get down to 200? No.
Did anybody ever come to me and say
100%? John said he called you fat bastard multiple times.
I'm
that's different.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's
no,
different
not.
Than
no,
coming Mace. To me as a friend and saying, "Mace, I'm concerned about you. You've gained a lot of weight.
No,
we do everything."
I said that on the air.
You know, yes. You just called me fat bastard. That's not supportive.
I said seriously.
So you thought that was a
no,
compliment?
Remember I said, I'll give you $50,000 of mythical money if you drop below 200.
Yeah.
And you went, no, I need time. And now you're below 200.
Right. He's right, 100%. He did come to you and talk to you. It was on the air.
That was my way of coming at you from a place of love.
So what is the lesson is,
he
if you have a fat friend, make a bet with them.
Well, you see if you can get their weight down.
Mace, John made a bet with me about you being over 195 by April 1st because he wants you below 195.
Yeah, because I know you will win that bet just to shut me up.
I do tend to do that, yes.
That's
but
exactly
we never
why.
Said something to this guy.
No, and now he looks great.
But if I was...
But you, Michael, you sounds like you feel like you should always say something.
Yeah,
did you say something to your sister?
Yeah, we were on all the time, but she just... She was in denial, and she ended
what
up
did
there.
You say to her? Like, how did you approach her?
I would in a place of like Patty was a name. Patty, you know, you should try to drop 50 pounds. But like I should say, try to drop 5 pounds a month. It's going to take years, but if you just worked on 5 pounds,
that's good
a
advice.
Month,
yeah, that is good
you know,
advice.
Don't think about dropping 100.
Yeah, don't lose it too fast. Yeah, it takes time.
Just incrementally, and you'll see your life will start changing. And if Zion was my teammate, I definitely would say something to him.
But see, that's your sister.
Yeah.
See, you're close to somebody. You have more.
Pepe, if I gain 50 closer. Pounds and you don't get on me about it, I'm going to be mad at you.
You won't get.
Oh, I'll get on you fat bastard.
No.
You're not worried about you.
You're too conceited to do that.
But if you was
Zion's my nephew. My nephew is young. Well, he is like 39, mm-hmm. and he's really fat.
Yeah.
And one day I said to him, "No, seriously," I said to him, "Listen,
is he a listener?
Listen, I don't want to be pushing you in a wheelchair." If you have a problem because you're getting more and more weight,
sure.
What did he say? You know, he loves food.
What did he say when you told him that?
He said, "Okay," but he didn't lose the weight.
Yeah, he didn't lose the weight.
If you were Zion's teammate, would you advise him in a nice way?
To
get in better shape.
Well, I think if you're his teammate and you come to him and you go, "Look, man, if we're gonna win, it's gonna be on riding your shoulders, and you have to be in shape and you have to be healthy, and if you don't lose the weight, you're not gonna be either one."
Zion should go on that Ozempic.
Is that healthy?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
It's not healthy?
Well, what I've heard is that once you go on it, it works.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a diabetes drug.
Yes.
But it also helps with weight loss. It works, but then the minute you go off it, you gain the weight right back.
Now, I know somebody that went on it and lost like 75 pounds.
Are they still on it?
Not on it, and have maybe gained a little, but not anywhere close.
That's the issue. Is that Lisa's got a bunch of friends. She can't do it because she's had cancer.
Oh, yeah, right.
And if you've had cancer, it's
like... Well, Lisa doesn't need it either.
Well, but she has friends that are on it.
Yeah.
And she says the thing that drives her friends crazy is you can't go off it. Once you're on it,
you're done, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let me tell you about my experience playing in the L.A. Poker Classic at Commerce Casino. Now, I love Commerce Casino. If you want details on all the events coming up, go to commercecasino.com. I love this partnership. It's a natural for me because I love playing poker. At the L.A. Poker Classic, I lasted 6 hours. I was a table full of really good players, and I lasted 6 hours. I went out on a really good hand, a queen high flush, lost to one of the two hands that I could lose to, but I can live with that. And I'll be at the cash tables this weekend playing, so if you're there on Saturday, look out for me. You can find every game you want, limit hold'em, no limit hold'em, all that stuff. Get this, Commerce Casino gave away $1 million in promotions in January alone, giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024, and the LA Poker Classic, you can still get in there through March the 3rd. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel, commercecasino.com, the home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So it's BBGO Fifth Row Fridays this week. A chance to win Lakers v. Sacramento Fifth Row Wednesday, March 6th. At crypto.com arena.
That'll be a good game, by
Gotta
the way.
Got to answer questions about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, and tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3:30, we'll do the quiz. Your chance to win, courtesy BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, so I can't remember, Greg, if it's you or if it's Mason that says there is a Seinfeld episode that covers everything.
Yep, sure is.
So you guys know that there's this controversy now in Major League Baseball about the uniforms.
Yeah, the see-through pants.
They've had see-through pants. They don't like the fabric. But sure enough, somebody, because the internet is undefeated, one of the storylines on the old Seinfeld show was that George Costanza got a job as the assistant to the traveling secretary for the Yankees. But he would always stick his nose into everybody's business and try and put his imprint on the team, and it always blew up in his face. So one time he's down in the locker room, he's talking to Danny Tartable, and he said, "What is this, polyester?" He goes, "You guys need cotton. You need a fabric that breathes." And without talking to anybody, he went and changed all the uniforms to cotton. Sure enough, it blew up in George's face. Here's how it went down.
Hey, Yankee game.
Oh, great. All right.
And the Yankees take the field.
Hey, what is with the Yankees? They look like they're having trouble running. They can't move.
It's their uniforms. They're too tight. They've shrunk. They're running like penguins. Forget this game.
Oh, my God. Mattingly just split his pants.
That's a shame.
So, again, it blows up in Georgia's face. But you would think this uniform thing in Major League Baseball, I mean, why are you cutting corners on uniforms? You're a multi-billion dollar business.
Do you think they're cutting corners, or do you think they just misjudged this whole thing? I don't think they deliberately said, hey, these are cheaper, so let's do it.
Well, it's like, remember, Michael, when the NBA tried to change the basketball?
Oh, yeah, people hated that.
It was a disaster. I think that's where these uniforms are going. Why don't they just break out the uniforms from last year? Mm-hmm. Everything was fine last year.
Well, because maybe marketing, they figure we're going to sell more jerseys or T-shirts or whatever.
I don't know. It just seems weird that that would even be an issue.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I want to ask you guys about is, did you guys read, you know who Marvin Harrison Jr. is?
Yeah.
The wide receiver at Ohio State.
Yeah.
The number four pick in the draft.
Well,
just the number three, four pick, you know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think he could go higher than four. But
He could go three, yeah.
Three quarterbacks.
Jaden Daniels goes three.
It's three quarterbacks,
go four. That's three quarterbacks.
Well, you think a lot of people are cooling on Drake May.
Really?
Yeah.
The Patriots came out and said they're taking quarterback.
Okay. So Marvin Harrison has decided, and I'm curious if you guys agree with his theory, that the NFL Combine is going on. He's not going.
Good. He doesn't need
Ohio State has a pro day. Yep. He's not going.
Doesn't need to.
He originally scheduled an individual pro day. He canceled it.
Good.
He is not going to work out for a team. Good. He is not going to go to any of these organized workouts. Good. Michael, smart strategy or dumb strategy?
You don't see this kid play for 3 years. I think he's a junior, right?
Right.
You've seen him play, show up in the biggest games. You saw what he do live in competition. Running around cones and running dummy drills, what does that even prove?
All right.
It is a waste of time for people at his level. Now, if you're going to be a second, third, fourth, fifth rounder, yes. But when you're Marvin Harrison, you don't need to do that crap.
Let me throw it back at you.
All right.
Your son, Clay, was the Pac-12 Player of the Year.
Right.
He worked out for any team that
That's
asked
different,
him.
Ireland.
Why?
He was not LeBron James. He was not Kobe Bryant.
He was Marvin
not...
Harrison. He was a really good college player.
Yes, he was a very good college player. Clay was not. Let's see, who was number one in the draft that year? I think it was Kyrie and even Kyrie. Kyrie didn't have to go work out with people because everybody knew he was the number one pick. So he didn't have to go
do
stupid workouts.
I would argue Clay
workouts.
Didn't have to work out with people.
Yes,
he had 3 years of tape.
A lot of people
him.
Thought Clay wasn't even a first round pick. So he had to go out there and prove to people that he was.
Can Marvin Harrison improve his stock by doing a pro day or go to the combine?
No, because
he can only go down.
Pepe, what
he
do you
literally
think?
Only
if you were advising Marvin Harrison, would you tell him, do what you're doing. Don't work out for anybody, or would you tell him to go out there?
I think he should work out for some of the teams.
Why?
But because he's going to have...
They know how good he is.
But he has an attitude.
He doesn't have an attitude.
No, I know what Pepe's saying. I agree with him.
What attitude?
I don't. Why? Wait a minute. If you want to hire me for a job and I'm confident, I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, come on.
There you will.
Yeah.
There you will.
Right, but if you've already got the job...
In Hollywood, this is the equivalent of asking an actor to read.
So wait a minute. So let me ask you.
And by the way, the big actors never read.
Right.
They don't have to.
Let me ask you.
But if I was a director, I might insist on it.
Should Caitlin Clark go work out for the Indiana Fever before the draft?
I wouldn't say no. Kobe worked out for everybody.
But Kobe was 18 years old. Nobody really knew who he was.
Caitlin Clark's 19.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison's going to go number 4 in this draft.
How is she a junior?
Well, she's of age. She just turned 22.
Yeah,
so she's gonna run up. But
she must have
stayed
back in high
school. When it's obvious that this player is this good, you don't need to work out. Like when Blake Griffin was coming out of Oklahoma, would you have worked him out 4 or 5 teams?
If I had the first pick, sure.
He was a consensus number one pick.
Right.
Are you saying if you had the number 4 pick in this draft, you would pass on Marvin Harrison because he
didn't pass on him? But I would ask him to work out and hope he would do it. And if you said no,
would you still take him? Of course you would.
So wait a minute.
He's the best wide receiver in the draft.
No. Alan, if you were Victor Wembanyama's agent, you would have told him, go work out for 5
or 6
teams.
Work out for everybody.
Would you have told him that?
I think Wembanyama did work out for people. He went to the combine.
Yes.
But he didn't play. He was just there. He went for interviews.
Yeah,
to sit down and talk to the Spurs.
Marvin Harrison's not doing that.
I don't need to.
I would be afraid if a player acts like that. Why? Because maybe in his head he's going to say, I'm bigger, and then he might be a troll.
You guys remember Sean Bradley did this, and he got picked 2nd in the draft. Turns out he wasn't very good.
Well, Marvin Harrison ain't no Sean Bradley. Yeah, Marvin Harrison's legit.
By the way, can we not... you saying that right now after the fact, Michael?
What do you mean after the fact?
After the fact, because everybody thought that Bradley was going to be better.
Right.
No, yeah. I didn't think he was going to be the next Kareem.
Mace,
so
if
Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go number 4 to Arizona.
Yes, he don't need to work out.
If somebody said to you, hey, you've been on the radio for 30 years in Los Angeles. You're in the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm thinking about hiring you for this network gig, but I need you to come in here and audition.
Right.
You have any problem with auditioning?
Was it on camera or is it on radio?
Radio.
On radio, no. I wouldn't audition. I don't need to.
Yeah.
Go listen to my podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
There's literally every word I ever said available right now online.
I'm with you. I would have no issue auditioning or putting anything on tape they wanted me to.
I have no problem.
He can only draw.
And he's not going to draw. He don't need to work out. Man, Marvin Harris is legit.
I think it's an attitude of people. No,
he arguably is the best player in the draft.
Yeah, I'm with Pepe.
You guys are nuts. That's stupid.
And
you are
a
corner.
Okay, Ireland, coming up next, I got proof that I'm going to win that Taylor Swift bet.
What, they're breaking up?
The Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce bet.
Are they breaking up?
I've got a list of rules and demands that she is making on him now.
I've already banked this money. Greg, what is it, 5K?
I think it was more than that. I have it right here. Hold on just 1 second. It might be more.
By the way, I lost 10K last night. They did not hit the over.
Yeah, it is 5K.
Yeah, okay. I did not. By the way, 5K is nothing. But I didn't hit the over last night. So subtract 10K.
Way under last night.
I agree with any of them.
Yeah. By the way, whenever we bet Mythical Money, it's always brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
Hey,
Mason, what?
If you wanted someone to cook you a meal and Wolfgang Puck said, I'll cook you, would you want to try him out first?
Audition. Yeah, test me.
Audition, Wolfgang. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, do you golf, play pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, and afterwards, do your knees hurt? Does your back hurt? Back pain and knee pain are the most common soreness that people encounter. That's why I love Icebot Active. It is wearable, cryotherapy. I used to be one of those guys that went to a cryopod and spent $75 to go in there for 3 minutes and I would come out and I'd feel better. Now I don't even have to spend that money at all because I have an iSpot active compression shirt, just like Steve Mason has.
That's
an
right.
iSpot
my,
active
my
compression
shoulder,
shirt.
Every night, my shoulder, my rotator cuff.
It is the best. Do what you love every day with iSpot Active. Go to that website, iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, Active.com. You go to that website, you'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy. He has a testimonial on there. There's a doctor that explains how it all works. And here's the best part. You don't like it for any reason, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. There's always free shipping. iSpot Active wants you to try this product and love it as much as I do. Go to the website today. They have compression pants and shorts. They have ice cold gel packs that slide into slots on both the pants and the shorts, and you feel better almost right away. Other day, I was lifting a bunch of stuff. I was loading up a moving truck. I put my iSpot Active shirt on for 20 minutes. I felt great. Go to iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So congratulations to Jason Bowles from Mission Viejo. He has won a pair of tickets to Outlaw Fest 2024 with Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, and Brittany Spencer, coming to the Hollywood Bowl for one night only this summer, July the 31st. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Check out OutlawMusicFest.com for all the details. It is Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN.
How old is Bob Dylan now? He's got to be in his 80s,
boy,
right?
Boy, he's up there, right?
Got to be. Is he still kicking around, kicking strong?
I don't know.
He's still going.
Did you ever see Dylan?
No, I've never seen him live.
I've never seen him live either.
You've never seen Dylan?
No, I've never seen Dylan.
You've seen him? 82.
82, wow.
82. Now, you've seen Bob Dylan. Did you understand anything he was saying?
Yes.
You did? You understood the words?
Yes.
I never understand the words.
I saw him a long time ago, and one of the favorite.
Hey, there's a microphone there. You should talk into it.
It's your first day here, Pepe? What's going on?
Are you a newcomer to the business?
Why do you not have your headphones on?
I saw Bob Dylan. I understood everything. I saw him first in way, like in the 60s, maybe.
Oh, in the 60s you saw him? That's when he could pronounce things correctly.
And one of the songs that I really liked was Ramona.
Ramona.
Did you ever hear
Brian,
the song Ramona?
Ramona?
Yeah, oh, Ramona.
Brian's going to dial up some Ramona for you right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. You leave, like, you forget about everything.
Did you just say Jesus Christ?
You didn't do that. Come on, Pepe.
Because I believe
Jesus
in you.
First day on radio. What's going on here?
Because I believe it.
Welcome to the business.
Wait. What did I say in my speech? What was the first thing that I said in my speech?
You said thank you?
No.
No, that you were glad you took a lot of psychology classes in college.
No, I said,
God deal with
us. Has been really good to me.
Yes.
I said that.
Right.
And I repeated it.
And then you
time.
Just took his name in vain.
No, I'm not taking his
you
name
did.
In vain.
You did. No, we dumped it. It's okay.
Yeah, no, you did. You took his name
put
in vain.
Put your headphones on. Talk into the mic.
That's right.
Be
Greg
a professional.
Put your headphones on. He thinks you're ignoring him.
Yeah. You're ignoring everybody right now.
Yeah, Pepe's
in a full, like...
Pepe's doing his own show.
Bigger than everybody else.
I cannot hear you.
Well, because you don't have your headphones on.
Is this Ramona? Sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
I'm depressed. Listen to this.
It's folky. Mm-hmm. This is when he could pronounce words.
Yeah.
I can actually understand what
he's saying. You ever see the SNL skit where they're talking, you can't understand a word they're saying, him and Tom Petty, and then they start singing and it's crystal clear.
Yeah, right.
You guys don't appreciate anything.
I'm not a Dylan fan. I appreciate many things. I'm not a Dylan fan.
How far do you guys go back in the past?
Not as far back as you, clearly.
Well, of course, because you're very limited.
Right. Well, no, because you were around longer than I was.
Yeah, but history is there in the books.
I try to learn my history, yes, but Bob Dylan was never my cup of tea.
Listen, Mace.
You are going to get slaughtered in Potpourri of Lies today.
Oh, my God. You're out to get me.
Don't lose the little respect that I still have for you.
Okay, the last shred of respect is almost gone.
The last drop of
respect. Yeah. All right, so I mentioned this. Taylor Swift has made some rules for Travis Kelce.
Let's hear them.
Okay, this is from a very trusted source.
Okay.
And they talked to
Wikipedia.
No, they talked to Life and Style magazine.
Of course,
Insider.
Who's
this?
Lisa has rules for you.
Insider, an unnamed source. Insider. Okay, here we go. Travis is fine with Taylor giving him her thoughts and opinions on how to navigate such a public relationship. He really does appreciate it. He's not so happy with some of the restrictions she wants to place.
Let's hear him.
For example, Travis is fine not going to strip clubs anymore. That's one of her hard and fast rules. But Taylor also doesn't want him posing for any photographs with female fans, mostly to avoid inaccurate headlines. He rolled his eyes on that one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Friends claim that Taylor has asked Travis to FaceTime her, not just text, when they're apart. She didn't overtly say it, but she secretly wants to see where he is and who he's with. Taylor's a good judge of character and fears that some of his buddies are red flags. She doesn't want to control him.
Right. Jeez.
Just help. He's under a microscope now more than ever. Taylor loves Travis and thinks these rules will help things in their romance.
I got to tell you guys, for the very first time, I think I might lose that bet.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Greg, what do I have to make it to June 1st?
June 1st. Now it's going to be March 1st tomorrow.
I think the odds, so I got to go make it through March, April, and May.
Yep.
I think the odds shifted towards you.
Yeah,
now.
And I agree with Mason when you decided that. I said that
they're not going to make it to June 1st.
It's very with all those rules.
That story that you just read is the very first time I've thought to myself I could lose that bet.
Yeah. Oh, when you don't text me, I need to see you on FaceTime. Oh, don't take pictures with.
By the way, do you guys think it's weird? Our friend Bill McDonald does this. Billy Mack almost exclusively uses FaceTime rather than call.
Yeah, I'm not a big FaceTime
guy.
So,
we'll be sitting on the plane, and one of his boys will FaceTime him from a party, and Billy will be like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah. And Michael, he goes, look, there's Ireland, there's Michael. So all of his business is out there.
Yeah.
He only uses FaceTime.
That's weird. I hardly ever use FaceTime.
The only time I use FaceTime is when I'm trying to explain something to my mom.
Yeah, your mom is the one place.
I call you on FaceTime. She goes, I can't get the TV to work.
Yeah.
Point the phone towards the TV.
I'm the same on FaceTime. I'll FaceTime my mom, but I think that's the only person I'll FaceTime. And if Juan made the rule that I can't text him anymore, I have to FaceTime him every time so he can see where I am and who I'm with. No.
Mace, how credible is this report about Taylor?
Well, I mean, Michael.
Life and Style magazine,
Life and
Michael.
Style
what
magazine.
Else do you need?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, if she's got to see who he's with,
have they
his friends,
ever been wrong before?
Well, you got a point there.
It's not like Us Weekly or one of those. It seems more credible, doesn't
it? Us Weekly is even more reliable.
Us Weekly is not reliable at all.
Us Weekly is very reliable, and the most reliable thing of all, National Enquirer.
Yes, of course.
What? If you were Travis, what would you do if you get all those rules?
All those rules? I would say, we need to negotiate that, baby doll.
Mm-hmm. How about you, John?
I probably wouldn't call her baby doll.
You said baby doll.
that's a cutie. That's a cute.
Turn off your phone. All right, so this is twice now, man.
All right, who didn't turn
it? Oh, hang on a second.
Is this a FaceTime call?
Shadano calling me on FaceTime.
Answer it. Answer it.
Hey, Shadano, what's up, man? What? FaceTime? I just don't use it. You're not even showing your face right now. It just says JS. There you are. And now your mic turned up. You don't know how to use technology, George. You don't know how to use technology.
He'll be in later.
Yeah, he's coming along.
All right, coming up next is What's Up, Fool? So we'll get Brian in here. We'll get Greg in here. They'll throw a bunch of stuff at us. By the way, Game of Games will be decided today. It's the last day of the month. And the game is Potpourri of Lies.
Oh, jeez.
From Pepe Monti. If I win, I win the month.
Quick, I'm Googling
if
1930s
anyone
actresses.
Else wins. Well, no, Greg, if you win, you tie Mason.
Tie.
If Brian wins, he ties Mason, right?
Yep. Right.
Mace.
If you win, you win outright.
Right. If Michael wins, you win. Or if you win, you win. So you're the favorite.
I'm betting on me. I know stupid esoteric stuff that Pepe asks
get rid
about
of
all
Pepe.
The time.
Get rid of the multiple choice, and I'll slaughter him.
You what are you going to buzz in Betty Grable? What
yeah,
the hell?
No, Pepe, who would win if you did this without multiple choice?
You probably would.
Yeah. No, no.
No, because he's really quick.
Wait a minute. I'm smarter, though.
You're smarter, but you're slow.
I'm the smartest person here.
Mace, there's Claudette
Colbert. Yeah, it happened
Jean,
one night, 1939.
Arthur, Irene Dunne.
There you go.
Loretta Young.
You're giving me a lot of good names from future.
Those are all coming up. All right, in the meantime, before we get to What's Up, Fool, if you're riding in the backseat and injured in an Uber or a Lyft accident, it is completely different than a normal wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance company, you got to talk to the rideshare company insurance, too. Believe me, don't deal with this on your own. You need an expert, and my friend Jacob is the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft cases. Years ago, Jacob and his team took on these cases before anybody else. He understands all the nuances involved in this particular kind of accident. So, if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, there is only one name to remember. It is Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Kevin Durant was on the Boardroom recently, and he says that this is what he said. I really want to make a statement on how dominant our players are. Like 40, 50 point wins. I want to do that when talking about the Olympics coming up. Is that even possible in today's Olympics with how great all these other countries are?
About who said?
Durant says he wants to beat teams by 40 or 50 points.
The international basketball has improved too much. Other countries have improved too much. You're not going to beat Serbia by that much or Slovenia.
But there are some countries you could beat by that much. Yeah, well, was it Angola that Barkley elbowed?
Maybe, those kind of countries from Africa maybe. But the European countries, man, those guys are legit now. You'll beat them. The U.S. is going to beat them, but about by 40, 50.
Like, you're not going to beat Australia. You're not going to beat Spain by 40, 50.
You're not going to beat France because they're going to have Wemby now.
Slovenia,
and Gobert and a bunch of other guys.
Canada's really good.
I'll take it a step further, Greg. I don't even think we're a lock to win the gold medal. And all of our best players are playing. I think the rest of the world is caught up.
I think we are. We'll be close, but I think we'll be favored. I'll be shocked if they don't win the gold medal.
Yeah, I would be shocked if they don't win the gold medal.
The best is going to be there this year.
But I'm looking at the scores, 30-40 wasn't realistic 4 years ago. I don't know why I'd be realistic.
It's not realistic at all because most teams in Europe are way better. Mm-hmm. Even Greece has a good team.
Yep, Antetokounmpo boys. They'll win, but
I think by 40 points.
I bet you the average margin of victory will probably be, I'd say, 12 points.
Something like that.
That seems about right. Yeah. I don't think that we're at a point where, like, it was the dream team where you'd go out there and just dominate. The world is caught up to a great degree. A yeah, and very competitive.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so we talked about earlier Caleb Williams, the $10 million from NIL deals and whatnot. I think I found a better one here.
Okay.
Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart signed an NIL deal with a private jet company. And the conditions
here
of this,
right,
he gets to use the jet anytime he wants for travel, training, and philanthropy.
Wow.
Now, I think this is genius. This is probably the best thing. If I could choose one, oh, give me a private plane.
Right.
What about you guys?
Matter of fact, that's a better deal than professional NFL players have.
Yeah.
I'd have trouble giving that up once I got out of Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it going into the NFL with them. Yeah. They can still sponsor you.
That's a great idea.
Have you ever been on a private plane?
Sure.
No, I have not.
You haven't?
No, ever? I've never been on
Pepe,
a private
Pepe, what about
plane.
You?
Never.
What?
I was on a charter one. I mean, but a charter's not a private plane.
Not like a G.
I'm talking about like Succession. Jet. I'm talking about like the Logan Roy and those
the
guys.
Yeah, the Gulfstreams. Yeah, those kind of things.
What private plane were you on?
So Roger Williams, who Michael knows, is a longtime Laker fan. And remember when I put my foot in my mouth and said, if the Lakers lose this game, I'll walk home from Cleveland?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
And I had to, I couldn't walk home from Cleveland, but I arranged to raise money for the Autism Speaks Walk. And it happened to be the day after a Friday night late game in New Orleans. And the walk was at 7 o'clock the next morning. Mm. So Roger gave me his plane and flew me back from New Orleans.
There are different levels to this. How many seats were on the private plane?
The one I was in?
Yeah.
Probably eight.
Were you allowed to like walk around the plane?
Yeah, could you
I slept on the floor because it was 2 a.m.
Could you stand up?
The pilot, there's just me and the pilot. He flew. I slept on the floor.
Well, that doesn't sound very.
That's not a private plane.
And then I woke up and went and sat in the cockpit with him for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, see, that's I don't think that's a true PJ.
A private.
I mean,
jet.
We landed at our Laker airport.
You slept on the floor.
Did it have a lavatory in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you say you slept on the floor, that's not. It's not very.
Yeah, no.
Well, Jackson Dart's not playing.
I thought it was great.
No, the private planes that I go on, you need two pilots. FAA rules.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones like on Succession where they're like walking around
there's a bedroom. Right.
I heard Taylor Swift has got a full bedroom in her plane where she flew back and forth from Japan to Australia.
Is Travis Kelce allowed to go in there?
Travis has to FaceTime her while she's there so she knows who he's with.
Just check.
While he's in the front of the plane.
And he needs the magic word.
Which is what?
The magic word.
The magic word?
Yeah, to get in the plane.
To get in the plane?
Yeah. Taylor Swift is the only one that knows that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
Take your word for it.
Thought you were going for like a please or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So it's been reported that Mecole Hardman from the Jets, then played to the Chiefs, apparently leaked their offensive game plan.
What?
As rumored. And even Sauce Gardner went on Twitter and said, yeah, our game plan was leaked against a couple teams. How is this, you know, happening kind of a deal? Got me thinking, isn't this something that you would think is a little more common from somebody who gets cut out of spite, goes to another team? You're not going to tell them, oh, this is the game plan?
No, it happens all the time. As a matter of fact, in baseball, if a guy gets traded, some teams are too stupid to change the signs.
Yeah.
So the first thing that when, like, if you were traded from the Angels to the Dodgers, the minute you get to the Dodgers.
Tell them everything.
Yeah. You said the Dodgers should call you in and go, hey, what's the signal for steal? What's the signal? And if the other team's smart, they'll change their signs, but most of the time they don't.
Tell me what that guy can't hit. Tell me what's, I mean, all that information,
but
I think is fair game.
Some teams change it, John, because it happened in the past.
Sure, some teams do. Now, so you're saying, is Hardman gone from the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Or he's on the Chiefs now. So he got leaked his game plan from the Jets.
He was on the Jets. When he got traded to the Chiefs, he just spilled the beans on the Jets.
Who the hell wants that game plan? The Jets haven't been good for years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
What's up, fool?
I got one more for you guys here. So Uber is now going to test out a thing where you can have a teen account. And so a teen can ride by themselves. The ride's got to be booked by the parent. But would you feel comfortable booking an Uber for your, 13-year-old kid?
My son's been using Uber since he was 17, and we've never had any problems. So, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I know what the cutoff age is, like. How old should a kid be before he gets in an Uber? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
By himself?
Yeah,
right.
What's the age? Bergman, what about Riley? At what age will you let her take an Uber by herself?
I mean, if it's a short distance, I don't know. I probably wouldn't let her take it. Now she's 12. I'd probably wait
a little while. That's not Uber.
I waited until Jack was 17, and he's been using them ever since, and we've never had a problem.
16. I wouldn't put a 14, 13-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl in an Uber with some
And it's different putting a girl in an Uber than it is a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
That makes it harder, too.
I think it's going to be like 17 or 18.
Yeah. You got to be fairly grown up, I think.
Yeah, of course.
To go off on your own. All right, there you have it. There's your What's Up, Fool? Don't forget, BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. At some point today, we're going to say something.
or maybe we already did, that'll be on the pop quiz tomorrow at 3:30 for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the fifth row for Lakers-Sacramento. That game is coming up in March the 6th, I think. March the 6th? Yeah, March the 6th. So make sure you pay attention to everything we say and be ready for tomorrow at 3:30 for your chance to win. Coming up next, is there too much offense in the NBA? Have things started to lean too much towards the offensive side of the ball? And should the NBA do anything about it? We'll talk about that coming up next. It is the Service Titan Shootaround. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. Day after the Lakers come from behind to beat the Clippers. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.